Warning, 30 Screams or Less may contain spoilers about movies that have recently been released. If you haven't seen the movie, go watch it, come back, and enjoy the show. Or, if you don't want to waste your time watching the movie and rather have two random horror dudes watch it for you, we got you covered as well. Welcome, everyone, to 30 Screams or Less, a horror movie podcast where we review horror movies in 30 minutes or less. Today's movie we're going to be reviewing is called Cuckoo. It's written and directed by Tillman Singer and starring Hunter Schafer as Gretchen, Jan Blurthart as Henry, and Martin Koskis as Lewis. The plot of this movie is a 17-year-old girl is forced to move in with her family to a resort where things are not what they seem.
But before we get into it, Corey, last night I was looking in the mirror and you know what? My beard was looking gnarly. And I said to myself, I can't look like this. I gotta do something. So I decided to break out Beard Octane's beard wash and conditioner along with their beard oil. And dude, my beard looked amazing. I'm glad you turned me on to Beard Octane.
Yeah, of course. Like I said, I've been using their products for years and I can vouch for them. And whether you're pounding IPAs or chopping wood, you gotta look your best. Visit beardoctane.com and use the code 30screams10 at checkout for a 10% discount. It helps us. And like I said, the products are absolutely incredible. They're local too. They're based out of Connecticut. So help them out and support small businesses. We're not just slinging beard grooming supplies. We've been using them for a while.
Yeah, we have.
30 Screams or Less starts now. Corey, what did you think of Cuckoo?
Steve, I was so very excited to watch this movie, but it was so disappointing. I hated it. Honestly, I hated this movie. It was so confusing. Even you had a hard time understanding it since you had to watch this shit twice. Hunter Schafer was so awesome in it and probably the only good part about it. And I really hope she does more in horror, but this wasn't it.
Yeah, I think Hunter Schafer was kind of the saving grace of this film. Same thing, man. I watched this movie twice. So the first time I watched it, I didn't take notes. And I was just kind of watching it because I was bored. And then that's when I pitched to you like, oh, we should just do Cuckoo. And I'm like, fuck, I didn't take notes. So I'm going to have to rewatch it. I rewatched it both times, confused. And I'm still confused as to what the hell is happening. Because here's the thing. If you don't know what the fucking cuckoo is, like the cuckoo bird, and what it does, then you're not going to get this movie. It was so confusing how they set it up and how they explained why these kids are being born from their parents through some other means. See, I'm trying to describe it, and I still don't know what the hell happened.
I thought you said you liked it when you recommended that we review it because you had watched it. And I thought you said you liked it the first time.
I did. I liked it the first time because I thought it was very unique and it was very different. So that I thought was like a redeeming factor was that it was very different.
So you liked it even though you had no idea what was happening?
No. I mean, well, yes, I liked the idea behind it because it's not something that you normally would see. And it's a unique story. I will give it that. But I was confused the first time. I'm like, this is a unique story, but I'm still not sure what the fuck's happening. I might have to go through again and watch this. And then going through again and watching it, already knowing what I know, I still don't know what the hell happened. I'm going to try to explain this, man. I'm going to try like hell. So, okay, the family moves to this resort. So it's Gretchen, her father, her stepmom, and her half-sister. And they all move into this resort that they were going to help try to develop a little bit more with the owner, who's like this German guy. Honestly, I thought this whole thing was going to be in German, by the way. I was a little worried at first.
I thought that I was watching the wrong, like, I pulled the wrong one at first, you know? I downloaded or purchased, whatever, the wrong version. But no, it just changes to English.
Yeah, almost right away. So you don't have to worry about like being stuck in caption hell or anything like that. It's like first 5 minutes is in German and then it goes into like English again. So basically, yes, they move to this house or move to this resort to try to like develop it more with the owner, who's definitely suspicious, of course. And we see some weird fuckery happening. You know what? I might explain like the fuckery happening at the beginning with the girl in the bed and she's hearing her parents screaming and yelling at each other. And all of a sudden she just gets up and like runs out. And I'm like, okay, like runs out straight into the woods and that's it.
Yeah, but that, like, that she was also cool. The beginning was pretty crazy. Like this chick was, she was shaking. I thought the shaking was really realistic. And I did enjoy that part of it, but.
It's almost like they were having seizures mm-hmm. or something.
Yeah.
And the way they start shaking is like they hear this fucking whistle in the background. And that's when they like start shaking. It's almost like they go in a trance or something. And dude, I have IMDb up on my like left monitor and it showed a part in the trailer where the lady's holding like the goo up. I want to get to that because that's fucking ridiculous, but that's further down the line. I want to touch base on this though. I can tell your distaste in this movie by the amount of notes that you put in.
There's what, 8 or 9 notes?
Dude, the amount of notes you put in is borderline could fit in a Twitter post.
Compared to yours, yep. I'm looking now.
Well, my notes tend to just run through like the whole entire movie as I'm watching it. And I pick and choose whatever I want to fucking talk about. And honestly, a lot of it, not really much to talk about. I'll go through it anyways. So, oh, shit. Okay, so here's the deal with the cuckoo. And you know what? I wrote down a definition. I don't know if you scrolled down all the way.
Dude, you've got like 80 notes here, so all right.
Yeah, well, here's my note then. Okay, here's my note about the cuckoo. So the cuckoo bird are known for being brood parasites. This means that instead of building their own nests, the females lay their eggs in other birds' nests, especially meadow pipits, dunnocks, and reed warbles. When the female cuckoo finds a suitable nest and the hosts aren't looking, she removes one of their eggs and lays her own egg in its place. Cuckoo young hatch after just 12 days and push the host eggs or babies out of the nest, allowing it to eat all the food brought by the host bird. So that's the cuckoo bird. And the cuckoo bird's a dick. Clearly a dick.
What an asshole.
Yeah, just fucking killing babies, right?
We're all about that, though, on this podcast, so.
Yeah, killing baby birds, dropping its own egg in there, handed it off to a mother who thinks like, oh, this is my baby. No. And instead, the mother cuckoo, whatever, is just fucking going out on a little vacation while someone else gets to raise their young. The cuckoo bird's a dick.
Wait, Steve, I got a question for you.
Shoot.
Is this ChatGPT?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is not.
I'm shocked because you love ChatGPT.
I do. I really do. But I actually pulled this from a source on when I did my Google search. And
you
shit.
Couldn't even have put this into ChatGPT and told it to summarize this fucking paragraph so we didn't just talk about it for the past 20 minutes?
But I feel like we had to go a little bit in depth so people understand the lunacy behind the cuckoo bird. So
I guess. Goddamn.
Yeah, so that's the cuckoo bird. And basically the idea, I believe, is that, okay, so the idea is Lewis, he is almost like impregnating these people that like are staying at the resort or whatever and giving birth to a child that really isn't their child. And then he takes the child back and then the cycle repeats. And I think that's the idea of the story, is that he's like manufacturing these children. But why? We don't know. There's no real reason.
Doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. There is no reason why he would develop these children. Maybe to like, see, I would think maybe some sort of world domination or to just take over society or whatever. I think that might have been the case, that he's trying to take over society and replace all humans as we know it with this like new super being that he's creating through this cuckoo process. And that's basically what he's doing. And these cuckoo people, we'll call them cuckoo people, I guess.
Okay.
These cuckoo people have these abilities of whistling really loud or like protruding this wild sound that like causes people to go into almost seizures.
So is that why this guy was using a flute?
Yeah, and he was using that to basically call them and summon them.
The flute confused me. I was like, so he's basically using this flute to control his kids?
Yeah, some straight Willy Wonka shit.
It's stupid. I hate
it. You know, like he's summoning the Oompa Loompas.
You're going to have to insert the sound clip of that into that part there so the audience can hear it.
Yeah. I don't like the sound of it. Oompa Loompa. Okay, so that's the gist of this movie.
It stinks. You got to put that one in there, too.
Thanks, yeah. I wanted to like this more, man. So essentially, there are some cool stuff in this. And I love background stuff. We know this.
Oh, you're talking about like the shadows and stuff when she's riding her bike?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So there's like this one scene where Gretchen, she's riding her bike back from the like hotel lobby. So Gretchen gets a job at the front desk at this resort, and her is like the owner of this resort. He like gives her this job, and he doesn't want her going out after a certain time. And obviously when we hear that, there's some fuckery that's going down. So Gretchen's like, oh no, I'm fine, whatever. She puts the phone down and she gets ready to leave. By the way, I should have mentioned that she is awful at cleaning up this freaking hotel, let me tell you. Because that girl just vomited in the lobby and she just fucking like, peaced out.
Yep.
And she's like, not my job.
No, so they pay someone to do this.
Exactly. And this is one thing, this is part of the process too, I guess, is that the hosts, if you will, are like throwing up. And that's when you can tell they're like kind of next on the list to be, I guess, impregnated by these beings, something like that. Anyways, so back to like background stuff. So she's riding her bike in the dark and she's got her headphones on listening to music and you don't think much of it. All of a sudden you see this person just run fast across the road behind her. I'm like, oh, that's sick. I know what's going to happen here. So she's riding her bike and you see this woman in the background, or like a person in the background just fucking booking it. Like she's running a 50-yard dash, flying. I'm like, okay, that's crazy. And then eventually what we start seeing is Gretchen's riding her bike and we see like the light from the lighting post and some shadows. She's looking down, she sees some shadows and she sees that there's like this person, like a shadow reaching, which means there's someone literally right behind her reaching for her to try to like do something. I don't know. To probably get that goo out of them that like she was probably going to feed her with it. Who knows? That's later on in this movie. But it's like this old lady and she's got like this bonnet on and shit like that. And she's just screaming. So Gretchen's flying. She goes to the friggin' hospital to try to just get away from her. Smashes her head.
Dude. If anyone smashed their head as hard as she did and bled as much as she did, they would die.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, she is injury prone in this movie. Let me tell you.
She bled all of her blood in that scene.
Yeah, she was a mess. So she's got her knife that she has, her little butterfly knife. And this lady is approaching. And finally, one of the orderlies or whatever come out from the hospital. And that lady's not there anymore, that the lady wearing the bonnet. We don't know her name anyways. She's just like the old lady. So she's in the hospital. She gets stitched up. She sees that her sister is going in the hospital. And apparently she's got epilepsy. And that's quote, end quote, epilepsy, which really is she's one of the kids developed from the cuckoo process. But we don't know that yet. That's more towards the end of the movie. So she's like in the hospital. Gretchen leaves. Like the next scene, we see them back at the house. Gretchen's all banged up, of course. And she decides that she's going to run away with this girl she met at the hotel. So they decide to peace out and they're driving. And Corey, this fucked me up so bad. I don't know if you noticed this. Is that, no, I'm sure you noticed this. I thought my stream was skipping.
Things started repeating.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No, I thought the same thing. I even wrote a note about it. That was one of my 8 notes.
That was one of your 8 notes. And actually, I should have mentioned that skipping started happening when Gretchen was just playing bass in her room and the sister comes in. And we hear like kind of the sound of the whistling or the weird screaming. And the sister's having basically a seizure. And we see Gretchen get up and then we see it again and we see it again. And I'm like, what the fuck's happening right now? Why is like everything repeating over and over? No idea. No clue whatsoever. I don't know if maybe this is in people's heads that they're repeating this process over and over.
Yeah, it's never explained.
It's never explained. So don't know. It happens a bunch of times in this movie. So clearly the cuckoo call, that screaming thing, I'm going to call it the cuckoo call.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck with me saying that multiple times.
Don't do it again. I don't like it.
You don't like the cuckoo call?
You can't even say.
No, I can't because it's so hard, man.
Sound like you had a fucking stroke while you were saying it just there.
Yeah. So the cuckoo call apparently just messes with people's minds and almost like disengages them or like kind of not paralyzes them, but confuses them to the point where they don't know what the hell's going on. And then like the actual cuckoo human being can attack.
It bothers me that there's like a hidden message in this movie that you have to understand in order to understand the movie.
That's the problem. They should have gone a little bit more into like the lore of the Cuckoo Bird so we can get an idea of what the fuck is happening.
Yeah,
there
like
was a Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like, I understand movies that like Focus Films, you know, the company Focus or Focus Features.
Yeah.
They literally make movies that you have to think about while you're watching them. But at some point they explain why things are happening.
Mm-hmm.
There's none of that in this. They never explain why certain things are happening. You have to kind of, like, I never knew about this cuckoo thing until you told me when I started making this podcast. Yeah, I just thought it was a, you know, a clusterfuck that Tillman Singer decided to make, like, this fucking word vomit type of movie where nothing made sense.
Yeah, I tried to make as much sense out of it as I could, man. And you hear me kind of struggling to explain what the fuck's going on. Okay, so this whole fucking cuckoo screaming thing is happening. And like, here's a scene, for instance. And man, this scene was fucking gross. It was about to be gross. So there's like this lover's nest. And it's like this little lover's shack or whatever, part of the whole resort. And, you know, couples go there and they freaking do their thing, you know. So that old lady was doing her cuckoo call, screaming. And the shit was happening again where like scenes were repeating. This guy was like putting dishes away. He would stop and he would look down and then he would put dishes away again. It would be like the same thing three times. And then that lady would end up showing up and like attacking him. And then her idea was that she incapacitates him, goes to the woman in there. And dude, she like takes this goop from between her legs and and it's almost like she's trying to feed it.
Oh, man.
And I don't know if this is symbolic to, like, you know, bird feeding.
Baby birding.
I don't know if this is symbolic to baby birding, but it's like this freaking goop. And I'm like, I've seen enough freaking movies where I don't need to see that in this form. I'm like, it's fucking gnarly. What is happening?
Yeah.
So they have like, oh God, it almost looks like fucking Vaseline. I don't know, like dripping Vaseline. And she's just trying to hand it to the girl's mouth. I know, right?
Mm.
It's trying to feed this girl this fucking ooze. And this detective comes in and stops her from doing that. And Gretchen comes in as well and tries to like help. And that's when we start like seeing this whole dynamic between Gretchen and this detective, whether he is a detective, whether he's in on it or not. I was still a little confused behind that because later on it gets to this point where Gretchen can't trust him and like he is against her, who is the guy who is like breeding all of these cuckoo people. And it just doesn't make any sense to me. It's so confusing. I really wish I had better stuff to say about this.
Yeah, me too, Steve. I didn't have much, as you can see.
Yes, I know that.
So, I don't know. I was so excited to see this.
I was too. I heard interesting things, like a kind of a mixed bag of things. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go in. I'm going to watch it. Why not? It's available. Fuck it. I've got the time. It's a horror movie. We can probably review it. In fact, I probably fucking dropped the ball. No, correction. They dropped the ball because they made a movie that I can't fucking sum up to a podcast. It's so, oh my God, it's so confusing.
You're like getting mad while we're talking about this.
Yeah. Oh man, I don't want to go like into the rating just yet. Should we talk about Korn?
Who? Korn? Korn? Yeah. Yeah. What's your favorite Korn song?
Oh yeah. No, we're not doing that. We'll just go into our whole other spiel where we go off on these tangents because we're like, oh, we don't really like the movie that much. So we'll just fucking talk about something else.
Yeah. We can talk about Korn, porridge, pea soup.
Anything. Anything. Beans? We can talk about beans.
Beans, yeah.
Yeah, we can talk about us having merch for sale on our website.
I like that one better than anything we've said
so far.
See?
Yes, that. We have shirts and hats and mugs, koozies, stickers, all sorts of stuff.
You buy a denim jacket.
Yeah, fuck yeah. It's just in time for the fall season. You're going to want to look rad as fuck. So buy a jacket from us. It's got our logo on it. It's cool. It's real cool. Honestly, I put that thing up for shits and giggles to see if anyone would buy it.
Yeah, we've sold like 30 of them.
Yeah, exactly. So, thank you. It's a business lie. We have to make ourselves sound a little bit better.
Don't tell them that.
Okay, edit.
Yeah, edit that part out too.
Okay.
And leave the first part in where you fucked up the... Actually, that's the blooper. You fucking up the beginning over and over again and saying Harry Lehman directed it.
I don't know how that got in there. Like, okay, so maybe a little backstory. When we do the podcast, we have like this whole fucking note thing, Google Keep, where we take our notes, and I tend to just copy and paste information from IMDb into like who wrote the movie, directed it, starring, all this stuff. So I wrote down written and directed, and then I just pasted. And I thought I copied from IMDb and pasted, and it came up Ari Lehman.
And how did Ari Lehman end up on your clipboard?
I don't know how it ended up on my clipboard. It must have been from like our last episode where we were like reviewing Silver Scream.
Do you just not use your computer? Because that was a week ago.
Yeah, yeah. So this is my gaming PC. So if I'm not gaming, I'm not really doing much on it. So I think that's maybe what happened. It was just in my clipboard. I pasted and for some reason written and directed by Ari Lehman.
It's pretty funny.
It was so stupid. You'll hear it in the bloopers. Okay, so towards the end of this movie, we're now at this point where Gretchen's on to her. Like she knows that there's some shit going down, that something's not right, and that he kind of has like this control of this whole compound and things are just really weird. So like she ends up going to the hospital where he tends to like work, and I guess like he was going to take her out of town because she didn't want to be there, and they made a quick stop and they brought her to the hospital, and that's where she bumped into the detective who was being detained, and her is saying that like, oh, he's not really a detective. So now we're like, okay, why? And then apparently his wife was one of the cuckoos and who was just replaced with someone else, that type thing. Basically, he was affected by this whole cuckoo bird process. Okay, so this is a scene where her is walking Gretchen to this like room and he just sprays some stuff in her face, kind of like James McAvoy from Split, spraying something in the girl's face and knocking her out.
Oh, that's basically talking about James McAvoy again.
Of course. Why not? You gotta throw at least one in there. So yeah, he knocks her out and she falls into like this pool, like the weirdest fucking bedroom I've ever seen. It's a big room and then there's a bed and it's almost like kind of an in-ground pool, but there's no deep end. So it's just like there's a bed and stuff, and he plays his little Willy Wonka whistle. And then one of the cuckoo girls comes, and it's actually the girl from the beginning, the one that ran straight into the woods. So she was coming in, and she's getting ready to attack Gretchen and do the whole ooze thing to her. And I don't know, baby birding her, some shit. We don't know what this ooze is. So
never find out either.
We never find out. I'm assuming that the ooze is a way to control these people. So that way they could, I don't know, turn into cuckoo people. Don't know. So this is where the detective somehow gets free from like this security guard, grabs his gun. He shoots her. And this girl, who's like one of those cuckoo birds, he knows she's not a real person. So this girl is freaking out and he holds a gun to her, shoots her, you know, kills her because not a real human being, I guess. And this is when they start making their escape. They find out that Gretchen's sister or half sister is one of those bird people, I guess. I don't know. So she's one of them. But Gretchen obviously loves her sister, doesn't want anything happening to her. So she attacks the detective because he has the intention of just killing everyone involved in this whole process because he doesn't want the world to be exposed to any of these type of entities or whatever. And so she gets her sister out of there. They're friggin' like trying to make their escape. She ends up getting basically cornered by the old lady in the bonnet. She's there now, and Gretchen, while laying on the ground, this is actually pretty cool. This is very convenient. So the only way that these things can kind of take control of you is like if you can hear their cuckoo call. Corey, you're still with me, right?
Because yeah, I'm here. I'm awake.
Yeah, okay. Because it's still, I'm trying my best here.
Well, if I can, the alarm should be going off any moment now so we can wrap this up.
Thank fucking Christ.
I'm watching the timer here tick down and it's fucking glorious.
Yeah, it is glorious. So she's in like this library and the detective is trying to like attack Gretchen at this point. Also, that lady in the bonnet trying to attack her too. So the detective pushes over these friggin' books. And it's like a domino effect of like all the shelves just falling down. The old lady is going to attack Gretchen, but Gretchen somehow finds an MP3 player on the floor.
A what?
An MP3 player.
The fuck is that?
For those of you who aren't old enough to know what an MP3 player is, it's the device that was used before streaming was a thing, before Apple Music, before Spotify, all that. And I had them. I had one. I actually had an iPod, and I had an RCA Lyra, which used like those fucking flash discs.
I think I had one of those too. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, it did the job for when I was going to school, like back and forth to college. It was great.
Oh, yeah. So, okay. I did. No, I never had one of those. I'm looking them up.
No. Nope.
This is ridiculous.
I know. It's completely insane. But hey, that's what we used. Before that was CDs. So I was trying to get ahead with the times, man. So she puts these headphones in and listens to music on the MP3 player because she knows that this call that they're doing is like affecting people. It's causing people to like convulse and all this shit. So she stabs her in the throat, obviously incapacitating the ability to do that call and like affect people, obviously also killing this lady. So she finds her sister cornered in a room, and there's like this shootout between her and the detective. They're trying to basically kill each other. And Gretchen is just trying to get her sister. So it's like this situation where her needs the little girl for his experiments. And the detective wants to kill the little girl because he doesn't want that experiment to get out into like general public. And Gretchen just wants to get her sister and get the fuck out of there. So she manages to get past these two and get to her sister, and they start making their escape. Now, Gretchen's holding her and they're walking out. And oh yeah, I didn't mention that Gretchen's a hot fucking mess at this point. Like, she was in a car accident earlier. Dude, she's fucked up everywhere. She's basically just bandages all over, limping all over the place, bleeding, just an absolute mess. So she's limping and carrying her sister, trying to get out of there. And this is when her sister blocks Gretchen's ears and does that cuckoo call, incapacitating her and the detective. They leave and they end up shooting each other. And then they exit the hospital. End scene, fade to black. That's pretty much it. And Corey, I think we can finally get into it.
Jesus fuck, finally.
I know, right? Corey, what do you give Cuckoo?
I'm actually going to give this a 2 out of 5 because it did have some things I enjoyed. Like the score, for example, was really good. And, you know, Hunter Shaver's fucking awesome. But I don't know, dude. As I said before, I was real excited to watch this movie, but I honestly can't remember the last time. I was so bored while watching a film that I checked multiple times to see how much time was left.
Yikes.
Hunter Schafer, I really can't say enough good things about her, and I hope she does more in the genre because I think she could really shine in it. Obviously, we've really only seen her in Euphoria and a couple other things, but otherwise, this movie was highly forgettable, which is a shame because the marketing for it was really great, and it fell so short in my book. Fucking forgettable. I'll never watch it again.
Yep. I think we need some help from the audience here. So if anyone can clarify what the hell this movie is even about, use the hashtag 30 screams or less on Twitter or Instagram or fucking Facebook. We'll see it. Let us know.
No, because, don't, because I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Well, I'd like to know. Now I'm curious because I can't just completely not understand a movie at all. I have to know the full scope of what's happening here. And obviously, I didn't really like it to begin with after trying to figure out multiple times what the hell's going on. So I'm kind of in the same boat here, Corey. Going to the 2 out of 5 on this as well. So Hunter Schafer has a promising career ever since coming out of Euphoria. It seems like that whole gang from that show are making names for themselves, minus Barbie Ferreira and Alexa Demi, who haven't really done anything notable since the last season of Euphoria, which was like a few years ago at this point. It's been a while. So I thought overall the acting was good. I enjoyed the score because the bass just kept shaking my couch. I don't know if you noticed that. If you have this freaking surround sound, man, it's just like boom.
Oh, yeah.
It was cool. I liked that it was... The vibrating felt like I was in one of those massaging chairs at the mall. So that was lovely.
But the ones you put in a quarter and you get like a 30-second massage.
Exactly. But except I had an hour and a half of that watching this movie. So
that's exciting.
It is exciting.
The couch vibrating is more exciting than the movie.
I'll go with that. Yeah. The story, however, was very confusing. And because I had no idea of what's going on, it felt like a really long movie. So I wanted to like this because I heard positive things, but I don't get it. It was confusing. I actually had to look up what the cuckoo bird does before I could even really fully understand what the hell is happening. And then I still couldn't understand what the hell was happening.
I always thought the cuckoo bird was just that thing that popped out of my grandmother's clock.
Dude, I went to my barbershop today and I was trying to...
I already like where this is going.
Yeah, I was already trying to explain to them because the girl asked me, like, what is like one of the worst horror movies you've seen? I'm like, that's a good question.
I just watched it.
Yeah, I'm like, well, I mentioned The Mousetrap.
Okay.
That was probably by far one of the worst I've ever seen. And I did explain that. But then I said, well, another one is Cuckoo, because I'm like, do y'all know what the cuckoo bird does? No, like, that's a fucking bird. I'm like, yeah. So they're like, I thought it was just a clock. I'm like, yeah, I know. Everyone thought it was just a clock because, you know, a bird comes out, it goes cuckoo, cuckoo. You don't know if it's an actual cuckoo bird that's making that sound. You think maybe it's some other bird. Maybe it's any bird that's cooing, right? We don't know. So yeah, they had no idea. And I said to them, unless you know what the cuckoo bird does, you're not going to get this movie. This is very confusing. And they're like, all right, well, I won't watch it. I'm like, well, I just saved you an hour and a half. And that's the whole idea of this podcast, is that we watch these movies, we review them, and we tell you whether or not to check them out or not. I'm not stopping you from watching this movie. Feel free. What I'm saying is that do your homework first on the cuckoo bird. Maybe read some National Geographic. I don't know, do some like scholarly research on this and see what you can find. Just go into this like whole deep dive, write an essay on these birds, and then you might figure out what the hell is going on in this movie.
All right, everyone, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube. Leave us a 5-star review on all podcast platforms so we can get some more exposure. Of course, tell your friends. Both our intro and outro music are courtesy of Andrew Scott Bell. Be sure to check out Andrew on all major streaming platforms. And if you see Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey on vinyl in the wild, be sure to pick it up. We're also part of the Shining Wizards Network. Be sure to visit shiningwizardsnetwork.com. They're an awesome podcast network ranging from wrestling to heavy metal, horror, all that good stuff. So check that out. Visit 30screamsorless.com for all previous episodes and transcripts to go with those episodes. Also, check out beardoctane.com for their whole line of grooming supplies, and be sure to use the code 30screams10 at checkout for 10% off your order. And if there's anything you want us to review, send an email to 30screamsorless@gmail.com or hit us up on social media. Use hashtag 30screamsorless. And also, we have some awesome merch for sale on our website, so definitely check that out. If you go to our website, at the very top, there's a shop link. Click that link, and you'll see all sorts of shirts, hats, mugs, things like that. If you buy it, it helps going towards our hosting costs. I'm Steve.
I'm Corey.
And thanks for listening to 30 Screams or Less. And don't forget to drink your beans.
Today's movie we're going to be reviewing is called Cuckoo. It's written and directed by Ari Lehman, starring Hunter Schafer as Gretchen, Jan Blurthart as Henry, and Martin Koskas as Lewis. And I need to write down the fucking plot.
Where the fuck did you get Ari Lehman, by the way?
Written and directed by Ari Lehman, yeah. Oh, what the how did that get there?
I was like, what? Ari Lehman directed this? Like, the Ari Lehman?
That must have been stuck in my, my copy-paste cache or whatever. What the fuck? Let's try that again.
Don't delete. No, don't edit that out.
No, I'm not doing that. How the hell did that even happen?
You better watch out. He's going to charge us for this podcast now.
Oh, that's right. No, we don't want to do that.